Morgan, tell us something good.
I am so excited. I'm about 20 weeks pregnant today, and I get to see my daughter on ultrasound for the first time.
Oh, big moment.
Is it your first?
It is not. This is my second daughter.
Okay. Not any less exciting.
No, not at all.
We're saying that just in case you play this podcast for the future second daughter. That's awesome. So when do you do? I can't do the math.
I'm due in April, the very beginning.
Oh, April. I'm an April baby. Well, I'm the end of April.
I will hold her in if she's April Fool's, though.
Oh, yep. Yep, could be an April Fool's baby.
Oh, must be fun to be pregnant at Christmas, though, I think. It's kind of like, you know.
I think it's more exciting not to be pregnant. Yeah, I think.
There's good days. There's some heavy days.
Yeah.
You got a lot more weight on you.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. But, you know, you can keep on eating. You're pregnant.
But then you have to lose it all. See, this is
winter's
the thing.
Winter's coming, and now I have to keep my balance during winter, and I can't do that.
Being pregnant during the winter is not all it's cracked up to be.
I just imagined all the snacks.
Okay, see, this. Let me just say something, and I know that I've never been pregnant, and I probably don't have a right to say this. The reason that a lot of pregnant women gain weight and then have a lot of trouble losing it is because they have that attitude. Well, I'm pregnant. I can eat whatever I want. You know, you have to keep, if you want to stay thin, you have to do the same stuff that kept you thin before you got pregnant.
That's why I never married and had kids.
You
with
also
you.
Have to take into consideration that your baby's eating what you're eating.
Right.
You can't necessarily eat what you want.
Right. You got to.
I would eat a diet of M&Ms and Cheetos right now if I could.
Oh.
Well, that's the Eva diet.
I'm not going to necessarily get her where she needs to be. You
right,
know?
Right, exactly.
The damn baby, forget it.
Here's to a mild winter for you, okay?
Yeah. Right. I appreciate it.
Congratulations.
Right, take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Tell us something good. Whatever you got, 792-6278. Give us a buzz or hit us on the Facebook page. This one made me laugh. It's silly. But after election week, we posted, it's Friday, tell us something good. Share your good news of the week. And Jonathan wrote, I'm Canadian.
Tell me
something good. What's yours? Call 79COAST, 792-6278. Or you can hit us on the Facebook page like Sophia did. She's a new teacher and survived two super long days of parent-teacher conferences.
Oh, that's...
And now has a four-day weekend.
Nice. Right. Enjoy.
Enjoy that, Sophia. Rose, tell us something good.
I just got engaged on Sunday.
Oh, my God. Congratulations.
Wow. How'd he do it?
Thank you. He took me down to Old Orchard Beach. We go to a church down there, and that's sort of how we really got together. So.
Oh, so he proposed where you met, pretty much.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's so sweet. Did you already set a date?
Yes, we're going to go with June 27th, 2020.
Okay, ooh. Oh, good. Plenty of time.
Plenty of time to plan.
Plenty of time. Yeah, well, and save the money, right?
Right.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Not cheap. I know, it's a wonderful day, but it's an expensive one. Well, congratulations, Rose. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Hi, Nicole. Tell us something good.
I am 10 years surviving from breast cancer.
Yay!
Yay!
Nice.
10 years. Oh, that's a big one.
Mm-hmm. 10 years, yep.
That's a big one. Eva just hit that.
I hit 13.
13, yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. Did you do your treatment here in Maine?
Yes, I did.
I always say cancer sucks, but if you have to have it, Maine's a good state. We have a really good treatment here.
We absolutely do, which I am most grateful for.
Well, here's to another 100 years without it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to live to be that long.
I know, right?
Okay, I'm trying to be positive. God, between the two of you.
Let's be realistic, right?
Fine, I'll go with that.
Bye, Nicole. Congrats on 10 years. That's awesome.
All right. Tell me
something good. Felicia, hello. Tell us something good.
Hey there. So me and my fiance get married in exactly 7 days.
Oh. 7 days. A
7 days.
Wow. So
we're getting down to the wire.
November 16th. He should write that down. Will be his anniversary day to remember.
Yes. it's actually going to be really easy. We unfortunately lost our son in July.
Oh, my God.
It's very sad, yes. But we're getting married on his due date. So we're very excited for that.
Oh my God.
Sweet,
yeah. Yeah. Well, you're not going to have a dry eye in the house a week from tonight, are you?
Nope, not planning on it.
Nope, don't even try. Yeah. Lots of tissues. Pack lots of tissues for next Friday.
Exactly.
Yeah. You got to stack up on the, from what I understand of weddings these days, you need a lot of mason jars with candles and a lot of tissues.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. We'll have it on every table.
There you go. All right, Felicia.
Thank you guys so much. You have a great
day. Sweetie. Congratulations.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
That's tough.
I know. My God. And I had the little joke clip all lined up, but that's serious. I know.
I know. But you know what? They're doing something really special and wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. So, and then, you know, part of loss is moving forward. It's not easy.
And they're doing it together, which is nice.
Moving forward. Stepping forward, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
Okay.
Tell me something good.
Said we weren't going to do it. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Rebecca.
Rebecca, tell us something good.
Well, I heard another engagement. I got engaged a month ago, but he's super special because I'm a widow. I'll be 3 years a widow this year, and he took on my kids, and he's just amazing.
Wow.
Oh,
stepped
love
up.
Hearing that.
Stepped up. Did he have kids?
Yes, they're 20 and 19, and now he's got a 5-year-old and a baby.
Oh. He's like, I didn't quite sign up for this, but I love you enough, Rebecca.
Right. I'll do it again.
Here we go, round two. Well, that's awesome. Well, congrats on your engagement. Congrats on finding yourself a good man and expanding your little family.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Bye-bye, sweetheart. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Did you know the Lions Club has been around for 100 years?
Wow, good for them.
I did not know that. I know that now because we met Tina Libby Hook, who is a member of the Lions Club in Sebago.
Mm-hmm.
And a proud member. Showed up wearing all her pins and everything. So they do a lot of different things. But I guess vision is a huge thing, making sure that people who need glasses have access to them. I guess one of the Lions Club nicknames was the Knights of the Blind. So we learned all about the Lions Club. If you want to find out more, text VOLUNTEER to 77,000. And you can see more Hannaford employees like Tina Libby Hook who are doing so much when they're not working at the store where you're buying your groceries. Text VOLUNTEER to 77,000 and you can try in the video to count the number of pins
she has
on her vest. So there's something good.
Tell me something good.
Good people doing good work in the community. We love that. Also, Kelly, who's finally getting sleep because her 3.5-month puppy Sullivan slept through the night all week.
Oh.
John up and quit his job 2 weeks ago, starts a new one today. And Jessie is celebrating her birthday today. So happy birthday. If you want to tell us something good, hit us on the Facebook page. And if you want to join Eva for something good today, she's going to be out at Subway in Springvale. She's hightailing it out of here after the show.
Yeah, to make it there.
Starting at 11, you're going to be there, right?
I'm going to be there from 12 to 2.
Oh, 12.
Yeah, the one in Springvale and Main Street because it's the first Maine Fresh Forward design Subway. And they're celebrating Veterans Weekend. Veterans will get a free 6-inch sub. And others, if you're not a member of the military, you can buy one sandwich, get one free. So you can take a coworker or someone to lunch today. Come by and see us. We'll have some goodies you can win as well. And want to give a shout out to the store owner, Mel Johnson. He is a veteran. So I guess he's going to give himself a free sub today.
If he's the store owner, I think he gets a discount.
He gets two subs now, one for being a veteran, one for being the owner. And
here's my question. As a non-veteran, how many free ones is Eva going to try to get? Find out from 12 to 2 at the new Subway, grand reopening of the Subway in Springvale, Maine. I got my bet on 3, but, you know, Price is Right rules. You're on the coast.